Our name is the RR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else. Welcome to our Season 6, Episode 12.
Shut up and drive, because I couldn't think of anything else.
Wow.
And I was also slightly disappointed I hadn't used that in the whole course of drive yet.
I'm kind of surprised. That
me
seems
too.
Like such a simple one.
It really is. There's not even a pun involved. It's literally just a Shong title. It's a Shong title.
Shong?
Shong. What was I merging with Song? I don't know. The name Sean? I don't
know. Stupidity, I think.
There we go.
It.
Or shit. I'm not sure. But it will be another... Fucking A. This is going to be great. This is going to be a great week. It's going to be netter next week, I promise. 30% chance it'll be better next week. I was trying to work out a Bono pun, and I just couldn't do it without... And then I just kept thinking how his name just sounds like Bono. Like, Bono. And then I couldn't do anything with that. I was running out of ghost ideas. It's going to be a heck of a year. It's just going to be a bunch of different sentences with the word ghost in it. There's going to be no puns this year.
It's no puns, just actual things.
Like now, this is the start of it.
Yes.
It's going to be bad. The dark times.
These will be known as the dark times.
With the accent. Brian's full accents tonight. I just said netter.
And Sean.
Exactly.
So, I finally fixed this whole... Oh, I broke something.
That was amazing timing. I finally fixed it. Never mind, it's broken again.
The echo problem I was having, like I said in Twitter somewhere, I think, I upgraded our Audio Hijack Pro to the next
level.
I guess is the word I was looking for, but
which did evolve to Ultimate,
and that lets you tinker with a lot more settings than the other one did. And so I found a nice happy medium in which I can completely record and there's no echo and I can hear people from my headphones and everything is happy. So
he's really friendly when he talks to ghosts.
Yes.
Okay, good, you got that one. There'll be laughter somewhere. There'll be one person that's it's a medium, ghost, lol. That one. No, there's no one laughing. It's just silence in everyone's cars.
But other than that, moving along to the one-ups, I suppose. Let's see. There is an HLJ box on the way when they decide to ship it. That has Lionhao, the Choshitsu changer, vinyl. The vinyl, that's what I call it. It's fun. The vinyl for him, a couple Ultraman Spark dolls, I thought there was something else, maybe not. I paid for AmiAmi today. That should be here in a week or so, because Oki's got to get it first, and I got to pay him for the slew of shit that I need to stop liking so many things.
I'm waiting for Oki. Pretty much just tracks me down like a loan shark. When it's eventually just too much, and he's your package shipped, and there's 20 million things in it.
So there's that. That'll get here whenever. I don't even remember what's in there anymore. There's just so much crap. So outside of that, I did place a Mandrake order that I put up on Twitter.
Figure art. You got the guy in figure art bug, I guess.
A little bit.
They're really good figures.
I might as well go all out, because apparently they're not going to give me the hibikis I want.
Might as well drown my sorrows in Gaim.
I'm getting all of those. I've got, I think, half of them now.
Good luck with Zangetsu Shin. It's like $1 million everywhere.
Yeah, he's at least $80. It's just really fucking stupid. Getting Gaim figure off. Getting Gaim figurates off of Madarake is like some sort of like hunting, really. Like, you just gotta keep checking, and then when you see one for a good price, you pounce. Like a puma.
Like that.
Shoot like a puma.
Like a puma.
Because, I mean, like, every one that I've gotten so far outside of Gaim, because I picked him up when he was re-released, I haven't paid more than $5,500 for any of them. So I'm very satisfied with that. I'm eagerly awaiting getting them in, like, a month and a half, because I shipped them Sal. to see what's wrong with the Mango and Pine set, because, like...
It's so cheap.
It was only 5,000 yen, and I'm sitting here
the
going,
cheapest I think I've seen it on there was, like, 7.
I'm like, what is this voodoo magic? And so I'm like, add to cart. Like, I wasn't even gonna bother going after them, because I just wanted, like, the characters... But I'm like, well, it's 5,000 for two guys. Click.
Like, you get there and one's missing an arm. Like, there's like a spike driven through one of his head or something. Like, Sid got a hold of him or something.
If I pose him just right, you won't notice. So that will get here whenever. It's been a really awful month.
I just bought a bunch of stuff and it's been terrible.
I've bought everything and it's awful. I don't know. Looking around, is there any, like, man, I don't know. I don't think there's anything else besides I've bought shit that isn't here yet. I think that's really about it. I haven't really played a whole lot. Oh, I've been playing Tembo the Badass Elephant.
What? And you haven't been watching any of the 20 shows, but you have time for elephants?
It's an amazing game. It's the best.
I've never even heard of it till this very moment.
It's a Let's Player I watch played it, and I'm like, this is amazing. It's made by Game Freak. So I was like, well, that's cool. And then it's like, Tembo, the Badass Elephant. I'm like, that's a great name. It's a great name for a game. And then it plays like Donkey Kong Country. So I'm sitting here going... This is great. This is everything I love in the world, and I went and bought it.
Elephant Country returns.
So that was the thing that's happened. That's about the only thing I've been playing because I don't have a whole lot of time. Yeah, I'm just gonna stop saying and move along. Oh, I was at a casino.
With a tiny Ultraman.
Sunday through today, actually. That was awful. In fact, I don't think I've ever had a casino trip where it was just that awful. Like, hit nothing, you just lose everything. No one in our group won anything, which is unusual. Like, no one did anything. So it was fun, outside of the fact that I lost everything that was given to me. No, given to me. I don't gamble with my own money because that's stupid.
Gamble with other people's money.
Yep, that's how I roll. But yeah, that's about it. So hopefully next week some of that shit will actually be here. So I can say, hey, look at all this shit that I bought and wasted my money on. Go life.
Very upbeat. Should be on a postcard. My turn?
Yeah.
Oh, well, who else is here?
Okay. That's how this works.
Empty room. Okay, so bought stuff first, I guess. I got I think it's Wave 4 Dino Charges on Amazon, the ones that you got from Entertainment Earth.
Yeah.
I am so confused about the fucking numbering I made in my own system for everything. Because this one's like Series 1, Wave 4, Category Q. I'm like, what the hell is this shit? I'm just going to name it myself. Like, wait, we should stop everything. Why is the Dino Drive figures Wave 5? These are the third wave of new figures.
Wave 1 was the Five Rangers. Wave 2 was...
Fury and Kelzak.
Wave 3 was the Dino Charge Megazord.
Oh, fuck. I thought he was part of Wave 2.
And Wave 4 was apparently just the Rangers again. This is technically Wave 5.
Well, I'm not going to count it. If you don't have anything new, you're not going to count
it. It's Wave 4 of new figures, though. So you're kind of off no matter what.
Yeah, so I'm just going to use my own system. Because there's times where I'll get questions like... Because I think I labeled Fury and Vivix on their own. And they're like, everyone's like, what was Wave 2? And I'm like, if there's going to be questions about that, I'm not going to be like, Wave 1 review, Wave 2, Wave 5.
I would...
happened to 3 or 4. They fell into a timeline.
I would vastly prefer to not have to number things by waves because it does get really complicated.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're only limited to one little title and you have, like,
yeah, 'cause
seven
I'm not gonna
figures
be like...
in front of you, like, well, you have to do... It's like, you know, I don't even have room to go... review, Dino Drive Rangers, Gold Ranger, Graphite Ranger, Terra Charge Megazord figure, go!
Exactly, so that's why, so I just kind of made up my own system for that, and for the Chargers, I guess. It's, at least now this one will be like Series 2, the next ones that are out, but very confusing this year. I felt like Ranger Keys were way easier, we're just like, wave whatever, and you put them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then people watched. But anyway, so I ordered those, so now I'm ready to continuously be disappointed looking for the newer ones.
Yep.
So
tomorrow I'm prepared to cry.
Today was my hunt today. There was nothing. and my HLJ is just the Choshitsu thing. Cause I'm still mulling over the Megazord. My AmiAmi is basically like all figures except for the two Cockranger and, Hurricaneer Shurikens. And speaking of Gaon figure arts, I forgot that was in there until I paid for it, but I found on their pre-owned thing, they put up a Figure Arts Gaim Baron Lemon Energy because it was like a little over 5,000.
Oh, really?
And they had one on there that was like 6,009 or something, and I was looking at it for a long time. Like, it seemed kind of like a lot, but that's one of the more expensive ones. Like, I think it's second to...
Yeah.
To Zangetsu Shin.
7,000 is about the going rate for almost any... exclusive Gaim figure art, except for Zangetsu Shin. Baron Lemon can get up there sometimes.
Yeah,
for
so
some reason, Kiwami is expensive.
Oh, really?
There's a
he was regular, so.
There's a pre-owned one on there for like 43 that I might
on AmiAmi.
I was gonna get it. I think I was between that and a pre-owned Ryugen that they had on there.
Ryugen's like cheap everywhere.
Yeah, I was gonna get either of those, but what AmiAmi did is that they, when they listed the Hurricaneer and Kakuranger Shurikens, they had them listed for August, and so when I put the order in, they combine it with the August order, and I'm like, well, I want these now, and so they took them out of the August order and made them a separate order, and so when I went to combine the July items with the shurikens, I had to pay immediately because all of the items were ready. So
yeah.
I couldn't combine them and then buy like a pre-owned Kiwami or Ryugen and add it to the order because that wouldn't work. So I just had to let it go.
AmiAmi can be complicated sometimes.
Yeah, that is why I'm not buying a whole lot from AmiAmi anymore.
Like, when I ordered the shurikens, I added them to the order with all the figures. Like, I remember adding both of them because it was one order, and they only added one of them, and they separated, like, Hurricaneer by itself, and I had to go back in there and smoosh them together again. I don't know what the hell their problem was. But
HLJ is a lot easier to use.
Yeah, it's like that's why I'm pretty much just using AmiAmi for figure arts pre-orders because they're a little bit cheaper, and if I can, you know, pre-order them on there, I'll just leave them there. And I'm pretty much using HLJ for all the DX stuff now. But yeah, I got that figure. It was like it said item and box or B grade, which seemed pretty decent, especially for that. Which I was considering buying the 6,900 one for like ever, and it was like I don't remember what it was. It was 5,000 something. It was a really weird number, like 5,470 or something, like some eBay shit. So I get you to buy it. But we'll see how that is. But I'm pretty excited for it just because it was one of the ones I wanted, and I passed on it because it was such a ridiculous price from just the middleman. It was 8,000. But yeah, so there's that stuff. I don't think there's anything else on order. Game-wise, I cooled it on Batman a little bit. I got, like, most of the stuff done besides Riddler. But, like, the last, like, 25% of these other missions, I have to find them. Like, I have to encounter these, like, strongholds and bombs I'm supposed to take down, and I just don't feel like driving around looking for them. So my friend's been on a huge Fallout kick lately, and he really wanted me to play New Vegas. And so I booted up my file, and I mentioned this on Twitter, and it's like playing with amnesia. Especially that game, because it's so complicated and you could have any number of things going on and God knows where you last saved. And it's been probably 4 years since I booted it up or something crazy like that. Like, it's been a long time since I've played that at all. And so I booted up, and it's frustrating, but it's also kind of neat because it is interesting to like almost play like an amnesia game where you're trying to figure out what the hell this dude that was you was up to. Like, because it's funny because I'm saved in a town. I have no idea where I was in the town, but I'm walking, and all of a sudden, a mutant walks by me, and I'm like, oh, fuck! And it turns out it was a friendly mutant. And, like, I forgot there was towns with friendly mutants. Okay. So that happened, and then I was in the middle of a quest, I guess, and I went to this vault, and I sort of recognized it, but obviously I had been there before because most of the stuff was looted, and there was a bunch of dead bodies everywhere. Like, so I managed to finish the quest, but it was just really kind of frustrating, like trying to play it because it was like certain things looked familiar, but I just couldn't get the memory of it. And it was like just trying to figure out what in the hell I was up to. And like my ammo is super low. It's like being dropped in this impossible situation. It was like a movie plot. So I don't think I'm going to stick to playing it more just because I have so many newer games I wanted to play. I might pop in a few times, but it was just kind of interesting to get a little bit of a Fallout fix and see what I was doing in there. And so I finally decided to play Trap Team, and I had bought it for PS4 because I wanted to switch over for, like, I was like, graphics, and, like, I wanted achievements, and I don't remember all the reasons, but I hadn't opened it yet. And because I might want to get the Donkey Kong version, and I forgot about the fact that I like to play Skylanders on the pad when I don't feel like playing on TV, so I traded it in for the Wii U version. And I started playing that, and Skylanders is still pretty fun. Like, I have to give it to Swap Force and Trap Team for being really unique with the way you do things. Like, Swap Force with the swapping, but Trap Team's little Trap Villains gimmick is really cool. Like, just the effect of, like, when they get sucked into on-screen and then they go, the little voice comes out of the portal and the little thing glows is just really neat. And, like, being able to switch back and forth with them is really cool as well. And, like, you can upgrade them, but it's different. Like, you'll find little missions that are exclusive to villains, and if you do them, you'll get, like, upgraded powers and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool, actually. I don't remember what his name is. My favorite one's, like, this little bird thing. I'll just call him Pecker. He's, like, a little bird helicopter dude. He's just there, – because there's, like, different ranks of him, I guess. Like, there's, like, the main ones that are, like, the main bosses. But then throughout the game, there's, like, little smaller ones. And I don't know. It's just – it's a lot of fun. I remember why I like it. I'll probably end up getting superchargers, but I'm kind of worried about it just because I'm not a huge into vehicle combat, and that seems so much less like innovative than the trap thing. But my God, Skylanders has gotten so complicated with all the classes and stuff. Like, I'm pretty close to being done with the figures, and Target had a sale, so I was trying to map out what I had, and there's like three figures I swear to God I had that I don't. And, like, there's all these different classes now. There's the amount of dudes you can trap. Thankfully, you only need one trap for each element. But, like, the amount of individual traps you can get, it's like, holy crap. I'm glad I don't go all in on it anymore. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, I could agree to that.
The first game was pretty easy. Oh, God. That scared me so much. It was like
Brian licking balls.
More scary than like the British scaring Brian, because it was more friendly. But yeah, that's pretty much been mine. You're like in perfect timing. I just finished my one ups.
Oh, good.
It wasn't that funny.
No, I'm not hearing that. Let's see what's happened to me. I've gotten a whole bunch of Power Ranger stuff. All the new stuff is it arrived. Some of it arrived from Walmart. Then I got the Wave 4 chargers that all arrived. I got Hyper Resha Teo is on the way. I got one cheap off Mandarake. It should be just about here. So that's cool. And the Gaim Gaiden Blu-ray with the Forbidden Ringo lock seat arrived. And
are you going to do the same thing for the lemon one?
Possibly. I don't really know. I'm getting it. I don't know what I'm doing with about buying it yet.
Okay.
So let's see what else happened. What else did I get? I taught my 6-month-old how to play with a Sengoku driver. That was fun. She was crying and fussing, and so I took her in her room, sat in the chair, which so happens to be where I had my belt at. I had just been looking at the little Apple lock seat. So I sit her in my lap, I pick up the buckle. The buckle. Oh. I spent 5 minutes trying to get Kaylee to hand me the Apple lock seat. She had just put it down, and that was Kaylee, hand me the lock seat. Oh, she's looking around for it. It looks like a lock and has a apple on it, and she's looking all around, and I'm just laughing. I took Natalie. I'm like, all right, see, watch this, and I show her. Take this, push it down. So she grabs the front, because she couldn't grab the back end of the little knife. She grabs the front end blade and just pulls it down. And it's like Ringo Skosh. And she's looking at it, and she's laughing, and she grabs it and does it again. Ringo, squash. This went on about 20 more times. So the child was done being amused by it.
Did you realize if you pulled it down fast twice, it makes a different noise? Man, babies are stupid.
Babies are a little slow, but, it was still adorbs. I got my Megastone Blast Pack box from HLJ. I got a full set of 8 Megastones.
Hey.
And I got my TK-11. I got an extra Heracronite and Garchomp bite. So there's that. I guess I got shit everywhere. And as always, I play lots of Pokemon. I got a new, this is good. I got a new modem for my, internet, and I was like, all right, I need to get faster internet, and I'm tired of Cox sending me things saying, you're not living up to your internet potential. I'm like, okay, so I got a new modem, and then we still have trouble. I need a new router. My router is just as old as my fucking modem. So after, they were having a problem with the internet today, my wife's like, all right, we need to get new internet and fix this. So fuck this. So we go to Best Buy to buy a modem. To buy a router. We walked out of there with a router and a computer.
What?
Well, you know how she doesn't have a computer. It's my fucking computer. And she doesn't have one. Well, now she has a computer. We ended up getting her a 13-inch MacBook Air. While we were there.
That's a nice thing for the Best Buy credit card.
Right? So I have 12 months interest free to pay for this fucking computer. Well, I told her, I'm not taking you anywhere anymore because
I thought we didn't have a computer. We bought a computer at McDonald's the other day. I don't even know how that happened.
Right?
It's cutting into my toy fund.
So we ended up with the cat. We went to PetSmart for a pooper scooper. Just so happened it was during pet adoption day on a Saturday. Look at the kitten. Takes home kitten. Did not get pooper scooper. Now we've had a cat for almost a year. Another good Best Buy. We're going for a router. Comes back with laptop. I don't understand how this keeps happening. When I plug in my router and I'm like, cool, I got this nifty dual band affair. It's all hooked up. And then the internet's I don't know. It was going in and out. I'm on the internet right now. But I call up Cox, you have a weak signal. We need to send out a technician. We don't know why you have a weak signal. I'm like, okay, cool. When we can do that? Our first available appointment is Friday. Today is Wednesday. Yeah, all right, cool. Like, it legitimately, so, like,
in an hour? Right?
Right. So, like, I finally got my fucking video to upload. I tried to upload it this morning for my Ranger figures, and it didn't want to go. And then I got home and tried to do it, and it was like, oh, like, you have 263 minutes left for the upload. I'm like, what the fuck? Video's not that long. Goddamn. And, yeah, that was evil. But I hate things sometimes. It pisses me off. So, yeah, I think that's it for my one-ups. Dawson likes donkey boners, so let's go with that.
Someone has to.
Someone has to like the donkey boners. Dawson does. I like this. I'm
not
sitting
even
here looking
donkeys
at my,
like the donkey boners.
I'm sitting here looking at my adorable little collection of plastic dinosaurs, and it's like a rainbow of fun is sitting in front of me. Like my Chargers.
Jurassic Park Rainbow Edition.
Right? Like we had family come in town, and
did you show off your dinosaurs?
Kaylee's cousin. Yeah, actually, that's what happens. Is that, you know, Kaylee's kind of trained not like what she's allowed to touch and what she's not allowed to touch. And what I found out is the problem is not even like her cousins that came in town, who are about her age, about a year older. The problem is that actually Kaylee, because that's what she does, is she'll take my stuff off and go, look what my daddy has, and then she'll go and show it off. And then everything gets touched, but they're sitting there. Whoa, those are a lot of dino chargers. I'm like, yeah, I know, right? Don't fucking touch them.
This is for adults.
Exactly.
This is a serious show for adults.
This is a serious thing. So, you know, they're marveling at them. And it's real funny because her little cousin, I guess it's like a step cousin or whatever. She's like, the little girl's like 6 years old. And she's on the phone with her mom, as it is like her dad, the family that came in there. They live in Virginia. Dad's in the Navy, so they've moved up there. Mom's in Texas. So she's on the phone with her mom. She's walking around my house like a fucking adult would with the phone. She's walking around, yammering on the phone. And you just hear, Kaylee's got more toys than I do. Which already was funny, right? I'm like, I think it's funny. Then I'm minding my own damn business. All of a sudden, I just hear, Kaylee's dad has a lot of toys, too. I think that's right.
I have more toys than both of you combined.
Pretty much.
I'm the toy king around here.
Over there. You have no idea how many toys I have. Like, in fact, I think her cousin, the one that was all amazed by all my fucking chargers and shit, he asked me, he's like, how many toys do you have? I'm like, do you mind a count? Would you like to know how many toys I have? Toys I've even been in my garage.
I got
you?
Some in my van. Want to take a look?
I'm not you, Dawson. I'm not you.
I would never drive a van.
Don't right? I had to drive a van in California. That was an adventure. But yeah, like, I was just like, you have no idea how many toys I have. Neither do I, but that's beside the point. There are too many to count. Then of course, like, they hit, like, little kids do, like, it's a fucking contest. Oh, well, I have, like, 50,000 toys. Can't count that high. You're, like,
no,
six.
You don't. Stop lying.
Yeah, you can't count. If, number one, you cannot count to 50,000. Number two, nuh-uh. You're stupid. Like, it's what I want to do, but I have to be, like, a mature adult. Be like, really, that's cool. I don't think you do, but hey, whatever. Or just be like, you're lying. I got more toys than that. I'm, like, super thirsty, by the way. In case anyone can't tell why I keep stopping talking. So, on to the nudes!
Yay! So,
I got to do a segue!
Yay!
And not even, like, Paul
Why are we all
style.
Talking like Barney? We're like, yeah.
Some ninja scans.
Ninja ninnies.
Star ninja.
They really
is
did
getting
that being ninnies.
Star ninja.
God damn it! I have my name and I can't say it right.
Brian Dagley.
Oh. Not my name. The name for Chozetsu.
You said I have my name and I can't say it correctly.
Which I guess just translates to Super Shitsu. But anyway.
Tiny dog powers activate.
I had to go turn the fucking air down. It's hot in my house.
So that's there.
I don't want a Super Shitsu. What the fuck is Kaylee's Scooby-Doo movie still in my room?
Because you want to watch it.
I don't want to watch fucking Scooby-Doo.
Okay. Let's see what else we got. Bison King Drago, which is just Bison King with the dragon attached to his arm. That's
I must
thing.
Have missed that. I didn't see that picture.
And then there is three Western yokai based off of Dracula, Werewolf, and Frankenstein.
It's the Ben 10 trio.
And they're going to do that's stuff.
Cool. So Blitzwolfer is going to be there. Cool. And Frankenweenie and
Frankenstein.
That's what I said, Frank and Weenie. And, I forgot what the fuck the vampire was.
Vampire,
yeah. Well, that's a faggot name.
What? I'm so angry at that name. Like, just like,
some kind of fucking faggot name. I'd expect Dawson to come up with something. Star Ninja!
Wow.
What?
So that's about it for Ninja. Nothing cool.
There's a
because
penis in my face.
Nothing.
I wish that, like, if they were going to give the other dudes forms, I'd love to see them specifically designed for them with their colors and everything instead of just putting red over them.
Yeah, because, like, the picture of Star Ninja shows, like, just the red armor. And I mean, in the episode that we're going to talk about eventually, like, Fuka kind of got it, sort of.
As a civilian.
And it was still red, so, like, the armor itself isn't changing, which I think is just kind of silly. It's going to look really stupid.
Yeah, it's disappointing, because I think that Star Ninjas would have the potential to look pretty cool if they, like, specifically designed one for him, kind of like the Shogun modes we got here, the, like, exclusive ones and stuff. His gold never got one in the show, but his looked pretty cool. So that's kind of stupid.
You're lying, Brian. I'm on Jeff Fusion right now.
Maybe it was Toku Nation. I don't know.
Oh, well, you fucking asshole. Which one is it? You don't know what you're doing, do you?
It was Toku Nation.
We blindly follow you.
It was MSN?
It was CNN, actually.
It was the
West
top
on
story.
Your kind. Shosetsu Star Ninja. Star Ninja!
What just happened?
I have no idea what's happening in the last 10 minutes. Lost. I think Bulma was here at some point. I'm not sure, though.
I see what you talk about, sir. Oh, very good, sir.
Yes, Miyagi?
No. No. You paint the fence. Oh, wax on. Wax off.
That's like a weird mix between Splinter and Tiger Claw.
That's the formula for Miyagi.
Splinter plus Tiger Claw equals Mr. Miyagi. There are some new drive scans, too. Those are a lot more interesting.
Oh, you stupid boy!
I know.
I fuck you kill me?
I heard I'll fuck your kidney. So...
That's even better.
I will fuck your kidney, both of them, huh? At the same time.
It's like titty fucking, but with kidneys. It goes with the flashlight.
That's the next thing we're going to talk about.
That's the
pussy.
So the drive scans give us a look at Gold Drive.
Cold Power.
Bano's new body.
Bano Tenjiro.
Bano's new groove. It's evil. The evil groove. Get out.
Medic will...
Ew.
Gold Shower evolve.
Speaking of Golden Shower.
So along with Bano, there's your four. And they're gonna make...
They're the promised number. Apparently, sure. 4 is the promised number.
What are they accomplishing? Do they just get 4 and like everyone dies?
I don't know.
I forgot.
Bingo.
Like, I think it said it at, like, the first episode, but I don't remember that far back, and I never.
I just remember
it.
They talk about the promised number a lot, but I don't remember.
But anyway,
it is my other sock.
Yay!
Where was it?
That's the end of the story. We didn't get the beginning of.
The sock was
missing at some point, I assume.
It was under her box.
Well, that's not a really good place to keep it. Anyway, we also saw the little sort of mass-produced. I read in like a text that it said mass-produced mock, and then when I look at the picture, it's a dude in a freaking bike helmet. I'm like, what the hell? It's not mass-produced mock. It's a rush job. It's like bootleg mock.
I like the idea
like the knock driver
of the police force being able to be knockoff mock.
He's got one of those like Ryu Kendo keys to transform with.
The end result is so bad that I like it. Like it's
like,
just
like
it's,
look at his back. What the fuck is he doing? Just he runs around with a motorcycle seat on his back.
Is that what that is?
Oh, I don't know. I'm guessing.
Yeah, it looks like one of those little trunks that go like on the end of motorcycles.
Or one of the Vegetas, one or the other.
That's what it kind of looks like. I don't know. God, that protrudes a lot. Jesus.
It just made it really funny when I was expecting to see a picture of, like, multiple just mock suits. But then, like, it's this. Like, it was a real rush job.
So that's a thing
y'all
that's happening.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here.
Your brain confuses me.
Brain? What about heart?
He's gonna get a body soon.
Heart looks really funny in gold. I noticed in this episode his gold form. He's got like a freaking pink horns. Like it's like the most unintimidating looking thing. Looks like an angry golden erection. There's a lot of sexual stuff in this first hour happening right now.
I have a lot of sexual problems happening right now.
So speaking of sexual things, Ghost.
Yes, the famed fleshlight driver.
The doctor.
The doctor.
Stuff.
The doctor or the dread doctor?
Fantastic.
No, wait, who's got a fleshlight? Dawson's got a fleshlight.
Ghost. Ghost driver is a fleshlight.
Like
that's creepy.
Like I was telling Brian about this. Like I first saw like the clear picture and I thought, okay, it looks kind of neat because it looks like you know eye and it's kind of spooky. And then Bolt Matrix said it looks like a fleshlight. Now I can't unsee it. All kinds
well,
of terrible
you,
imagery happening.
Well, now you've ruined it for everyone.
Thank
Dolphin.
You. Everyone immediately see penetration right now. Just, that's all you're seeing.
I see penetration all the time, but.
So that's what's happening, and like the glow makes it even worse. It's like,
oh my god, why is your fleshlight glowing?
It's called a fleshlight. Word light's in it. I don't know if they glow, do they? That would be amazing. Like in an emergency, like your power goes out in your house, and you're like frantically running around the house, waving like a fake pussy around, and it lights up.
Yeah. And then you just shove it on your dick in the thing. No, I got it. You
it would be
run
great
around with it
for
on
a
your
prank.
Penis.
It would be great for a prank.
You have a problem, sir.
But it's funny. Like, imagine, like, what if, like, you went outside and, like, the neighbors saw you just waving around this thing, like, as a flashlight? Like, what if someone just bought it to be a flashlight? It would be amazing.
Like, oh, what if, and then your kid finds it, and it's like, Mommy, what's this flashlight?
Then you don't have kids. Problem solved. There. Then the flashlight's safe.
I love how I appreciate the fact that you're more concerned about the fleshlight than you are about anything else. Like,
no, not anything else, just kids. Anyway, Ghost, for real this time. Take 4. Brian, take it off.
Well,
flight.
I mean,
clear
the
pictures
ones,
of almost everything we talked
about. Well, the ones I'm looking at right now are the scans from Televicon or whatever.
The magazine.
Yeah.
I'm looking at those, cockboy.
That's what I said.
No, I'm looking at those. I don't fucking care what you're looking at.
That's... What?
What?
This episode is so...
So, we see Ore, Soul, and Musashi.
Ore, Tamashi.
Newton and Edison all here.
Musashi.
Being...
Newton.
Pretty cool. I love these forms. They're amazing.
I do, too.
They're really awesome. So, the Kelzak Fury, all of them.
So this is the thing, is I actually... Like, I'm listening to y'all talk last week because I don't know what the fuck happened last week. Last week was just the bad life.
Last week was hysterical.
It was the fastest ever. Like, I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you used to be in that fast before. But I didn't notice. Like, Brian's like, I know his face looks like a light bulb. I don't know why Brian talks like Mickey Mouse. But Brian does. I know it's Leo Edison. It looks like a physical light bulb. I actually didn't notice that until I'm looking at these magazine scans, and it literally, like, blew my fucking mind. Like, it did. Like, and then I'm like, oh, fuck. Let me go back to the other scan that had all the different little fuck colored icons on it, like, up close. Granted, it was still blurry, and I couldn't figure out what the fuck they all were, but, like, I'm sitting there like a crazy person trying to, like, determine what the little pictures are supposed to be. But I love it. Like, Musashi's face is swords, and Edison's is a light bulb, and then Newton's is, like, the falling apple.
Falling skies, but less stakes.
Yeah. I like that. It's pretty neat. It's definitely different. And then, I don't know if, I don't remember if y'all mentioned this or not, but, like, the eyes don't glow. It's the rest of the face that glows.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, it's like he really is like Dawson. He wears hoodies and he's dead inside.
Exactly. That's perfect. That's like the perfect description of me ever. Except for actually the perfect description of me ever is filler episode in human form. I came up with that a while ago. So filler episode in human form that's dead inside and wears hoodies. E-Harmony, here we come.
But I like it a lot. And then the little icons, right? They really know how to market to me because they decided to number the icon.
Oh, no, here we go. You just see in the future, Brian. See, they put this one in 7, 8, and all these questions, and then I just start dying inside more.
Dude, you haven't had conversations with this man about the numbering on shift cars. Let me tell you.
Thank the Lord.
Shift cars are a mess.
It's a mess, and it upsets me. We haven't even started on Reshes, okay? The rumor on Reshes is just all over the fucking place.
You're so messed up, you almost started speaking like Scooby-Doo. The rumor on Reshes. Ruh-roh.
But yeah, like, so, you know, you look at it, and there's different little, the icons have different little pictures on them. Like, you just push the button on the side, and I don't know, it cycles through shit. And
dino charger. Both less charge. Less dino.
It's, are you fucking through, motherfucker? Or are you just sitting there just like, meh, 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 Darth Vader, I yammer on and on? No, well, fuck you. So, yeah, like, the different little images, it's like there's a letter, like the Ore Tamashii has like a G, and then it's got like the ghost's, his face, his eyes, and then it's got like a foot kicking because that's its finisher. I'm like, okay, well, that's neat. And you go to each different form, and you actually look at the paper. They spell it with a D, so it's Damashii. I don't know what the fuck that matters.
Well, like, both mean the same thing. Sometimes they use a T, and sometimes they use a D.
Uh-huh.
They're real loose over there in Japan.
That's not what I heard. I heard they're very tight in that side of the world. Oh, you meant the spelling. Spelling's very loose, yeah.
Yes.
I didn't
really
know what
slutty he meant. Spelling.
Right? Condol. And so then you go to, like, Musashi, and is that a fucking G1 or does that say 0-1?
Like, it's supposed to be a 0-1, except, like,
0 looks like a G.
Yeah.
They really fucked that 0 up.
Like, the right wall is, like, pulled in so it looks like both a 0 and a G. It's so
they're
weird.
They're not proficient at drawing circles.
No, they're not. But then they have the little face, and then the finisher, like, all these swords, multiple swords. And so with Musashi, Damashii, he uses the weapon as a dual sword formation, which is really cool, right? Like, I think with regular Damashii uses it as a gun and as a broadsword style in Naginata. And then you get to Edison, And Edison, first of all, he's got light bulbs on his fucking shoulders, right? Like it's so awesome when you look at these forms, because then Musashi has like a sword hilt as like the samurai knot for his hair.
That is really cool.
Like, I can't tell if he's being facetious or like he's making like being serious.
No, it is cool.
Right. Like, and then you get to Edison, and he's got, like, fucking light bulbs on his shoulders and shit. His jacket's all shiny. And then his, of course, is going to be, like, a 0-2. And then he got, like, a charged up light bulb as his little finishing move. I don't know what it does, but
he's probably just going to, like, shine people with his face.
And then he's got, like, there's, like, adorable little pictures of the people that, like, they're named for on the page.
What's that move that Tien used? The
solar flare.
Flare.
That's what it is. There we go. He just put his hands up and was like, surprise! And then it happened. And then he became irrelevant.
And then Newton is 0-4 because fuck numbering. And he's the blue one. And then there's like a really falling apple for his finisher. Sock and he just gets two globes on his hands and he can control gravity, which is just adorable.
I like his big poofy coat. He's right? Got like a big poofy winter jacket on.
He shows up in that form in the movie that he guest stars in, or you know, has a little guest cameo fight scene in, I guess to show off what he can do and his different abilities. I'm like super excited about this. Like I really am. Like the suits look great, and then of course I think in a minute we're gonna talk about the toys, and that's gonna be a whole different kind of discussion. but the stuff I'm seeing for this show make me so excited to actually see it.
I enjoy everything like I'm looking at. I love it when it was one of the things I liked about Drive, that when the forms are so vastly different from each other. Because it makes it so interesting to watch. It's not like a big repetitive thing. And so like he can change into all these different forms that look so different but still have a common design element.
Kind of like O's, like all of them kind of look like they could be if they tweaked them like totally different writers.
Right.
So it's not like Kuga where it's three colors.
And like I really do like I like this is the thing, that's why I like Drive and everything. But when I look at these, I like these forms so much better than like Type Wild and
Type. Don't you dare speak badly about Type Wild.
Like Type Technical.
There you go.
I think it's just because these are so like kind of off the wall. Like it's just like one static suit that keeps changing jackets. It's essentially what he is. And his helmet changes and stuff along with it, but it, like I said, it's that common design element with the base suit, but everything else that's going on is completely different.
And there's neat just little details like the shoulders and stuff, and they really are just neat.
Musashi's just amazing. Like it I really love is everything cool about that form.
I do too.
So you want to bounce over to the toys?
I'm gonna bounce over and get me some toys.
We'll use blue sock and poppers, and we'll bounce on our hands.
They're more fun than a pillow fight.
So right off the bat, we got the Ghost Driver, the DX Fleshlight.
Yes.
God. That includes the Ore Ghost Icon and the Edison Ghost Icon. And so apparently you hit the button on the side and that will switch it to the G or the 1 or the 2 or the 4 or whatever. And then you put
wait till I get to 6.
You put it into the top of the Ghost Driver and then pull back on the lever and then push in. And that will switch it to the face and then it'll make the corresponding transformation noise. And then you pull it out and put it in again. And that will be the final attack.
Until orgasm. That's the final attack.
Wait, what? I can't hear you all laughing.
Sorry. Like, me saying that coincided with Brian saying final attack, and it was, like, perfect. Oh, it's no longer called in Japan, they don't call it the money shot, they call it the final attack.
Oh, God.
They just scream, "His son's..." God. It's like one of the dirtiest hours ever.
Orino Hisatsuwaza.
Climax. Fucking Nick can never look at Daniel the same again now.
Never could in the first place.
You're so gross.
But obviously it's going to have sounds for Spectre too, since he doesn't have his own driver.
No driver to call his own.
So that will... Is there a price on here? I don't think so.
Cost monies.
Is that an 8? Pre-orders are going to go up, like, soon?
It could be like a 0. 8. Sure.
I don't know.
So pre-orders might pop up pretty soon. Like, this weekend pretty soon.
I keep checking, just in case, because you never really know when this shit's going to go up. But I keep checking. I'm hoping that I'll be able to find it.
The next page is just a bunch of nonsense.
Nonsense.
Next page, so, is the individual
forms.
Ghost icons. Why is there a DX or a ghost icon that comes with the...
If you don't want to buy it.
What?
Not that. If you don't want to buy the driver, maybe.
What are you looking at?
Why is it 100 yen? I don't understand what's happening here.
Well, let me see the link you're looking at, and then I'll look at it. And then I can tell you.
It's in the chat.
Hold on. Oh, I gotta find... Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, look. Kamen Rider Ghost.
So it's 100 yen. It's only 100 yen.
Is this the first link, or the...
The one with all the toy pictures.
The link to the past.
Jesus Christ.
It's like the last one. The newest one.
Oh, well, I'm glad I...
It's not the one with mock masturbating. If you've gone to mock masturbating, you've gone too far.
I always go to mock masturbating.
Hype.
Get hype.
Alright, so... Where...
The page with all the colors.
Like a scavenger hunt.
With the ghost icons on
the bottom. Oh, there's the colors. Okay. I see that. That's weird. Yeah, I don't know what that is. DX, Ore, Ghost.
Premium.
I see the number 100. Is that helpful?
Premium price DX Ore Ghost icon is the full name of the toy. I don't know. That's a thing that I don't know what it is. But on the top here, you see all of the forms, including the Robin ghost thing.
It's like a goddamn rainbow.
As we talked about last time, we have Beethoven, which is in gray. Billy the Kid is in like this poopy brown color.
I like poopy.
Ben K is black, and then Spectre is in this blue color. Right.
Ben K is African American.
Okay? Ben Gay.
He's so racist sometimes.
Who hasn't had gay thoughts?
King Tut is like a teal color, and then Nobunaga is purple. And you see all their ghost icons down at the bottom. Really nothing too thrilling about them. They're just colorful and stuff.
It's really odd. Robin is really, really odd in the fact that they're highlighting, you know, his main form and then these core three here. And then they're showing us Robin with all the other silhouettes, but, like, not giving us much else. Like, they're not showing us, like, a detailed suit image. I just think it's weird that they chose to unsilhouette him and then not really feature him. Like, it just seems like a weird choice.
I can't believe how long it took me to realize that Robin was Robin Hood.
She's like, oh, look, it's Oliver Queen. That's obvious.
Who did you think it was?
I don't know. I'm like, who the fuck is Robin? And I'm like, I don't think he has one for, like, Jason Todd. I'm like, I know he's dead, but I don't think that counts. I realized that was stupid.
Steven ML icon.
So those are whatever.
Oh, look, I can read the little numbers on the top here.
In some of the pictures, you can sort of see underneath Spectre's silhouette, and, like, from what you can see, it looks really awesome.
Like, yeah, I can see underneath his clothes.
Let's hope it doesn't end up being like the Aquaranger thing where I like it better in like pre-blurry scans.
Star Ninja!
Let's see. Two, King Tut's 11.
I think he's older than that.
Billy the Kid is 6.
Yeah, 6.
Well, he is called a kid.
The Beethoven is 8. What's purple?
Nobunaga's 12.
Well, okay, and then I think Spectre himself might be 3, unless Robin is. I don't know what Robin is. Unless Robin might be 5. He's fucking 5, maybe. I don't know.
We don't have a big clear picture of Robin, so I don't know.
But anyway. Damn it, Shabotsky.
The surprise item for me is actually the saber. I know it's going to be small and dinky, but I'm used to that. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm used to a small and dinky sword.
But anyway, that one comes with the Musashi ghost icon. But what's really cool about that is that, well, not only we talked about it a little bit when we were looking at the suit pictures, but it splits apart or, like, changes modes, kind of like the Dengasher, except a lot cooler. So, something's happening. I don't know. You got the main broadsword mode, and then it splits apart into the dual wheel mode. And then it can turn into a gun, and then a Naginata mode. So you got those, like, 4 main modes. And then they combine with the little gadgets that we were talking about.
Which is really cool, and it's done so much cooler than the, like, double ones where you just basically smacked it on top.
Talk about exactly. Gadgets. Hold on.
Jingling.
Brian's got dog issues. But yeah, the gadgets, like when I first saw like the very first picture, it was like they were like really blurry and they had like one of like different random modes and I wasn't sure about them. But now that I saw them, I actually like them quite a bit. Like I like that Condor is an old-timey phone. Like it sets it apart from Cobra's.
Like it's like an old rotary affair. Like it's pretty
neat. So that's neat. And the way it combines with the gun is awesome. And like the back clock is – it looked really weird at first because I just saw the clock image and like I was trying to figure out how it was a bat because that was like all they saw. And that also combines really cool into like this gun mode. And then the back clock, like the spider mode looks like a freaking gauntlet that it's like going to snap on you. It's like the Mummy 2 movie thing. And
Mummy 2 Electric Boogaloo.
That's exactly what it was called actually. And that combines with the sword as well. And the Cobra one combines with the little back scratcher weapon that's Spectre's. And it's like a scythe. That's really cool. Like, I really like the way they did it. Because not only do they have their gadget and animal modes, but then they have, like, the third combined mode. It's like a triple changer. And it's just really a lot better done than the double ones. Like, it kind of flows with it. Really cool.
Yeah, well, with the double ones, it wasn't giving you a different weapon. It was giving you, like, I guess a power up for the weapon or a different ability. So like, you know, the bat combined with the gun gave you like this targeting sight, whereas like the spider shock gave you like you were shooting out a net. And this is taking the weapon and giving it basically a whole other form. You know, the condor
phone gives
you. Yeah, I
just like that they came back to that whole
a bow
idea
and arrow
and made it better.
Like, yeah, I think it's really cool. And I know something that you said last week while I was. Like, literally right after I died, when you were talking about it, which is that, like, it's really exciting that these are back and that I think we're a little more excited about it because we had 2 years away from it.
Yeah.
Because by the time we got to Wizard and the Plum Monsters, and we were like, okay, so here we go again. We're doing this same spiel. And while they were cool and all, there was just no real excitement for it.
Yeah, because it kind of expected.
Because it was like, okay, this is our fourth year in a row. We're kind of bored of the whole damn thing. But we didn't have them in Gaim, didn't have them in Drive. And now here we have them again. It's like, oh, cool, they're doing this thing again. And they're a little bit different. And it's like it makes you want to buy them because it's not the same old shit.
Yeah.
So that's definitely neat.
The way they did them.
And then the sword... comes with the Musashi Tamashii, whereas like Spectre's weapon comes with his, since they use the same belt.
It's like a back scratcher gun, just what you need.
Yeah.
It looks like those things that you have when you drop something behind like a bookshelf or something and you need to get them. That's his weapon.
Except it's got a shotgun pump on it.
But when you're a ghost, you can just reach through the bookshelf and grab the stuff, so...
Yes,
maybe
well,
it becomes invisible.
I like on the Cobra mobile thing.
Cobro.
How, like, the hand holds the phone and it just got a blade sticking out of it.
It's like an awesome scythe. It looks like somebody was using a knife as like a murder weapon and their arm fell off, and now you're using their arm with the knife as a weapon.
I saw someone describe it as you're getting beaten with a selfie stick. I loved that.
It's amazing. It's like a vital. I can't think of the word now. Fatal selfie stick.
Attraction. Fatal attraction. Nobody wants to get beaten with a selfie stick either. That's just...
I'd rather get beaten with a fish stick.
I'd rather get beaten with my own stick.
Jumping backwards, I really dig the gadgets. The first initial pictures, I was like...
Yeah, I totally wasn't sure.
Picture of like each mode, like one of them had animal mode, like Cobra, and then one of them was like the clock, and they were like so blurry, and like I don't know about these. And then when they showed it that they have three different modes like that, it was just really cool.
Like, I really dig how, like, not only like you mentioned, they make the saber like a completely different thing, which is just really cool. And then like the bat clock has a gun mode on its own.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. So I'm all about the gadgets and the sword for that matter. I feel like that's going to get more play than the actual driver is for me.
Like, I do like that the icons have for this little click function to it, just because it does something besides just sit there. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they missed the mark a little bit.
I like the look of them. I just think, like, they could have been cooler.
Even if they did nothing else besides say their name, where they had some kind of a sound in them. Like, not that that would have necessarily been more fun, but even if you, like, push the button and when it switches, it says, like, Edison or Newton.
Yeah.
That would have been more fun to me than just sitting there.
Like I said, I'm really surprised they went with a soundless gimmick again after how Drive did.
But the thing is that we had, you know, you look at something like the Memories or the Lock Seeds, where the belt is essentially a hunk of plastic. And like for the Sengoku driver, they had a couple of sounds, and most of the sounds on that driver were lock on and lock off, and then a little jingle. That's it. Everything else came in the lock seed, just like all the other sounds were in the Gaia Memories. And the thing with that is, you can keep selling them. Mm-hmm. Here we were in Wizard and getting
that'll be the new story after this one.
Right. Yeah. And they keep giving us lock seeds because you can keep expanding the base toy. And so, you know, you can keep adding to it. Plus, there is no, you know, I guess, ruined surprise of, well, we pushed all the little pins in the belt and we found that it says this and that. And
our expert hackers got some toothpicks today.
Yeah. You know, we rubbed two metals together and we pulled out Terra and Tricera. God. And
we spent like hours doing that shit. Like, I remember Kevin just sitting here, shh, 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 Brian, I got Condor. Shh, 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 Brian, I got it. Or the Ranger keys.
Yeah, like the
Ranger, that's not even a team. Idiot.
When you have something like that, like, you can just keep adding to it. It can keep doing other things. And so then Drive comes along like, oh no, everything's going to be in the belt. There's this little card that just fucking sits there and you flip it. Like, okay, well, that's kind of whatever. And then they roll. And then the toys don't sell as well as the guy in the lock seeds. And so I almost feel like they said, okay, well, what we're going to do instead is we're going to give him gadgets, because that's why the toys didn't sell as well. He needs gadgets. And it's like, you completely missed the point, didn't you? You went a completely different direction in fixing this problem than what you should have done. Like, it in no way makes sense.
I really hope they keep the gadget gimmick up, though. Like, if they come out with more, like, if they work with these weapons or work with any future weapons that happen, or, like,
when we get the big weapon of the year. You know that we're going to get more gadgets. You know we're obviously going to get more forms, especially if they're talking about – you got to find, what, like, 15 of these – Dore Tamashii's, mm-hmm. And you know, this is only like, I don't know, six of them or seven of them or whatever it is. So, you know, he's going to get more forms. Obviously, he has to have a mid-season upgrade. He has to have a final upgrade. Spectre has to have an upgrade. And then if there's any additional riders, because I doubt this will be the only two riders we're going to have if we're getting Spectre this early.
The very least, there'll be a movie writer.
But I mean, I'm guessing there'll be like at least a third writer at some point in the show. Hopefully, I just like to see, you know, if we're gonna have this here. But so there'll be more of these gadgets. Hopefully that they keep it up and it continues to look halfway decent at least. I don't know. We got those. And then when you get beyond that, you end up in some real fun territory, the Ghost Change series. You just buy a bunch of jackets for your figure. That happens.
Giant jackets.
It's like weird the route. Like, I get they're trying to emulate the Arms Change line, but I don't know what to think about this. Like, I don't know.
I don't either.
Like, I don't know anything, really.
We know that.
I mean,
that's normal. Like, because basically what happens is you have this figure, right, of either Ghost or Spectre, and then you get the little cloak, and you pull the little arm shoulder things up, and the face pops out, and you can stick it on them. And the end result is it's big, and I think, like Brian mentioned last week, is when you have something like this, you end up losing at least it looks like you end up losing the head articulation, because now there's a fucking hood over his head, so he can't really turn. He probably can still turn a little bit, but nowhere near what he should be able to, and definitely not like, you know, what his suit, the in-show suit, could. And there's no telling how it affects the arms either.
Mm-hmm.
And their arms' ability to move. I mean, if you look at the picture of Ori Tamashii, his elbows are bent still, but
he's doing the help I can't move pose.
Because like the picture we got is a little bit on an angle, and like you said, you see the elbow joint move, but his arms are still static and his head's still static, and that worries me a lot.
That is in no way encouraging.
Especially since the articulation on these gimmick figures have gotten progressively better, and the detail progressively better. I'm not saying these aren't detailed enough, but
I think the details really good probably defense. There. Like, if you don't want to buy figure arts, they've been pretty solid. Especially, like, drives looked really good with the compound eyes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the drives looked really good. My only concern, like I said here, is the movement. However, you are going to be able to cheaply acquire everything because you're not buying a bunch of little figures. You're buying a bunch of little cloaks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what 01 is the Ori one. 02 is Musashi and Edison. 3 is Spectre. Then if you get to 4, and it's Robin and Billy the Kid. 5 is was that Tutankhamun and is that Benkai?
No, Nobunaga.
Nobunaga. Actually, yeah, Nobunaga. 6 is Beethoven and Benkai.
Where the fuck is Newton?
That's a fig. Very good question.
Fig Newton, hashtag fig it. Boom, it's all connected.
I just realized that. Newton.
I'm realizing that now, too. Thanks, Brian. You're welcome. And then, of course, there's the EX movie set along with the, you know, movie Tyson set along with the movie set of Ori Tamashii's, whatever that's worth.
They should have. I feel like
we talked about.
I'm surprised they didn't do this.
I still don't get that thing.
Like the same sort of rubbery soft material as Wizard's skirts, like so that you could get the articulation still,
mm-hmm.
like so that it would be easier to bend around, especially since it's a jacket. Like they have the right things for the gimmick series like this. It's just kind of we'll have to see. I'll definitely be picking out the first ones and stuff and seeing how it goes.
What bothers me too is looking at the iguana, his shoulders still haven't moved and his head still hasn't moved.
The iguana's taking him to the hospital because he's stuck in his jacket.
I don't know. I think it's one of those I'll pick up the first figure, see what it's like, and then probably not do anything after that. I like the way it's being presented, but I don't think I'm gonna like the end result.
You lost your damn mind.
Exactly.
Exactly. Totally. Don't like that end result back there.
What the hell is your problem?
I
wonder that every day.
Yes.
But they're also doing a Megalite figure for Ghost as well in his normal Ore Damashi. I might actually pick that one up just to have a like big Ghost figure sitting on my desk, because I really like his base design. I like all of his designs.
How are we not talking about this pimp watch and this awesome punching airbag?
I like, never mention those every watch. Year.
I kind of like the watch.
It reminds me of like those ones at Burger King or McDonald's, like when they have promotions. Like, I kind of want it. It's very pimp. Halloween-y.
I need a pimp watch. Why are you laughing at the fact that I'm a pimp?
Those air punch awesome. Things must sell well. They do them every year. So. I know, like right? Air punching. It's like a bouncy castle, but for your fist. Classic me. Okay, there's something wrong with her now. Like, there's a point where laughter is just... She's reached it.
Oh, it's so funny.
The little my phone case is so fucking broken.
I know, you need to get a new one.
I don't want to spend the money on a new phone case.
And now we bring you an update on Kevin's phone case.
I want to take it.
Pimp, why don't you have money to go get a new phone case?
Pimps don't need
no
phone
one
cases.
Wants to pay for your services.
That's too expensive, bitch.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Charging.
Not too cheap to go
wait for
buy
Black
a new phone. Yes, I can keep buying toys.
And selling them, but you can't buy a new fucking...
Yes, I can keep buying and selling toys, but not buy a phone case. Brian, explain to her how this works.
How does it work? Well, I bought a new phone case.
I can't fucking hear you.
Well, you're retarded.
What we're saying is gold,
I bought
so
and sold toys, and now I have a pretty SPD phone case.
Oh, well, you can go blow me with your SPD phone case.
How about he do it with it? Like, would he have to... I don't want to know.
I wouldn't do it if I were you.
You might choke.
On the phone case? Well, yeah, that's it's a choking right. hazard. See, the phone even agrees. Anyway, speaking of choking hazards, there's some Gaim news.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know how... I
it
don't know how
on,
to take this,
from
actually.
A certain point of view.
So,
hey, yo, shit.
Obviously, we have Gaim Gaiden 2 in the Knuckles' new form and Duke's old form, I guess.
Take your pants off.
But so we got our villain called Kamen Rider Savior, which seems counterintuitive to the fact that he's a villain.
Yeah.
He's
the evil savior.
He's
like
using a new lock seed called the Zakuro lock seed, which is
what's a Zachary lock seed?
So he's using pomegranate, and it's being sold with a repaint of the Sonic Arrow called the Savior Arrow. And it's just a black Sonic Arrow. It's basically take the Sonic Arrow, invert the colors, and you have the new toy.
Right, and this motherfucker here uses the blood orange lock seed to achieve his form as well. Now, I am glad that as I feel like that we're now going to find out what the hell happened to that blood orange lock seed that Michi took at the end of the movie. Because that was like a lingering question we had the rest of the show. Like, why the fuck don't this motherfucker use this lock seed?
He probably just like pulls it out of nowhere and goes, oh yeah, this some bitch. And then it gets stolen.
He has all the
him.
Lock seeds. He's like a lock
like,
seed.
He sat
player.
There using the like lock seed that kills you as you use it. We're like, well, what about blood orange? Shh. I think someone brought that up to them, the writers, and they're like, oh, let's put it in this movie. We're going to explain it.
We'll put it in this movie. What are we going to do? We already have this repaint of Suika. Let's make him use, like, a Jimba form, except he'll use Blood Orange, too. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
It'll be okay. fine. It'll make no sense to the laws of Lockseed usage, but it'll be fine.
So that's the thing that's happening. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to get it because I get everything Gaim-related, but... It's LS Messiah.
Like, yeah, the Enter shows up.
Go Buster's and... confirmed. The Enter Loxy just makes you speak French. And have, like, the best hair.
I already have the best hair.
So that is a thing that is happening. That will apparently start pre-orders on August 7th for 5,200 yen.
And that's a premium Bandai, huh?
Yep.
Awesome. So I guess, you know, the good thing about all these lock seeds is that I know I can get them, because all I gotta do is go, Oki, buy this.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
And then Oki buys it, so
he just says Oki Doki. I don't know why he doesn't say that more, it'd be perfect. No one understands me.
Jabba Jabba
Jabba. Jabba Jabba the Hutt.
So that's about it for the news, finally.
Yeah.
Lots of ghosts.
Yeah. The end result is that we're excited about the show, a little bit less so for the toys.
Yeah, we
like people keep asking me, like, are you buying ghost toys? What do you think about ghost toys? And I just keep going, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how I feel about it.
Like, I don't really know a whole lot. I mean, like, things like this is that sometimes they really capture you at first glance, but then, like, other times it's just like, I kind of need to hear the sounds and see the lights and how they function and stuff like that. It's hard to make a judgment just from the toy catalogs.
Yeah. You know, like, if you ask me how I feel about, like, second quarter or third quarter scans, I could probably give you an answer, because I'll already have stuff, or we'll already have seen how the stuff, the original stuff from the show works. First quarter can be a little bit more tough, because you don't really know. You can read the pictures, and, oh, it says, you know, whatever it says, I don't know. You know, hey, Arrow, go fuck yourself, whatever the Robin Soul says. Hey, well, it says that, and you're like, all right. It doesn't tell me if it's going to be good or not. It just tells me the little phrase.
Hey, Robin,
I haven't actually heard it. Hey, say Arrow.
I hope it actually says that.
I wanted to say that. I would love it. Like, you know, Kay puts
just
the sword
in a gruff Batman voice.
Oh, gruff Batman. Hey, Arrow, go fuck yourself.
But anyway, now it's time for
superhero time.
Oh, Jesus.
Kamen Rider Drive.
Its annoyingness is appropriate.
Your engines. So, the ninja's still stupid. That's a thing. Right? We got Kiba Oni's bitch out here fighting, you know?
I kind of hate that the ninja makes me do, like, set, go on the lowest possible Toku fan settings of shallowness, and then when I go into the episode, I think, hey, at least such and such is debuting, and that's, like, all I have to look forward to. Like, hey, at least this Megazord's gonna show up, or hey, at least this mode shows up. Like, that's, like, the only thing that I have on my settings.
Dawson becomes a shallow Toku fapper, and it's just upsetting. It makes me feel dirty.
Especially
to be
since you can't even get hard for it, so it's like limp fapping. This is too much.
Yeah.
Laughing. Anyway, sorry, that's nothing. No,
as
I forgot
it is,
I was
can't get
say.
Hard. He just flops around.
Oh yeah, this episode though wasn't like as bad as certain ones have been. But something I was curious about is, has there ever really been much of a conflict between Blue and Star before this?
No, not
no.
really. I mean, outside of
his conflict
Yakumo
is trying to kill him.
Always kind of being a jackass, and Star just
that?
Not really working well with everyone.
I like how they said he still calls him Star. I'm like, yeah, he probably doesn't remember his name just like me. Star is way easier. It's the name of Todd's daughter. See, it's all connected. Star and Andrew would be lucky to be Todd Manning's daughter. So, oh, God.
Yakumo's whole thing has just been like, oh yeah, the whole you know, last ninja, but like, I'm gonna be last ninja while doing magic.
All I like hear that is Makamo when you keep saying that. Makamo.
Like that's been his whole thing. It's just, I'm gonna be last ninja, and I'm going to do magic, and be awesome. And you're like, okay, cool.
Something I was curious about with, like, Takaharu, like, I'm not usually one to complain about Rez getting focused, but hey, Takaharu. But, like, with the, maybe I missed it, because I missed the dad being in this episode. Why is he so special? Like, with Daigo, like, he was the son of King, we got it. You know, Takaru was, like, you know, the head of the Shiba family. you know, Wright was had that special connection with Zed. Like, there was these core reasons as to why the Reds were so special. So why is Takaharu special? Like, is there a reason?
Because his last name is the same as the grandfather's last name. He's, like, related better than everyone else.
Oh, come on.
I'm making that shit up.
Oh, okay. Isn't his sister have the same name?
Yeah, but she's a girl.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, vaginas don't count.
Vaginas are the only things that count.
Nobody really likes vaginas. You just kind of put up with them.
That's why you buy ghost drivers instead.
Exactly. You don't actually talk to them. You don't want to talk to vaginas. Actually, really awesome, I'll tell you.
They're terrible conversationalists. I'll tell you that right now.
All they really do is make squishy noises.
And every so often they just bleed constantly for a few days at a time, and you're like, can you please stop? And they're like, no.
When they do bleed, both at bleed, the same bleed. Time, it's like that scene from The Shining. It's like... Anyway, God, this is a really graphic episode. But I was just curious, like, even setting aside my general annoyance at him being on screen, it's just, I was curious as, like, if maybe if I missed a reason why
no.
he was so special. Because there was, I mean, like...
Lionheart!
Was up front, but it's like, there was a reason why people just shout out things. and, like, I like how, I did find it funny, they're like, this wall is Takaharu, and that is our obstacle. I'm like, exactly, they get it. It's a metaphor. Takaharu is the wall that separates me from enjoyment.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, little bro.
It like you said, it wasn't as bad as a lot of the episodes.
I thought it was funny they tried to combine at the beginning and couldn't do it. The little thing just spun around in circles and petered out.
And then just goes right back online. How I'm like, perfect.
I think that's funny how the scenes were constructed. Like, I like how instead of getting it at the beginning of the episode, we didn't, like, go through a normal battle and then have them mix it up later. Like, we see them excited to use it, and then it cuts to them later in a mecha battle. I thought that was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of skipping over the... like the whole shebangs hashtag William Hung.
he used to play Pokemon.
Did he?
Yeah, I seen him at like a states tournament and then nationals like 2 years.
Oh damn,
it was pretty crazy.
Brian's famous adjacent to William Hung.
And then Brian
Phantom, the Hung Warriors. I don't know what they're called actually.
That's already me, so I'm a Hung Warrior.
This episode, that, like we kind of touched on earlier, Fuka's like transformation with the armor sort of opens the door for Star Ninjas later. But that whole thing was stupid. Like the reasoning behind why the bracelet dude doesn't want to help anybody else, essentially because they're not idiots. Like, it essentially, I felt like the lesson he was trying to teach him is he was essentially punishing both of them for having a different style than Takaharu.
Pretty much.
Like that's not really a lesson to teach. Like, hey. Don't be different. Act like somebody else. That was the message.
Uh-huh. That's the gist of it.
You should all be the same. Don't you know, Dawson? That's the important thing.
I'm fine with everyone being the same, so long as they're all Diggle and not Takaharu. See, argument's over. She's like, that just ended everything. Like, boom. Mic dropped. Bryan Cranston style. I do like... not Samurai Howe. Lion Howo thing, giant Sam. What is it? Shurikenjin Howo. Shurikenjin Howo.
How Shurikenjin.
Yeah, there we go. How do you do it? I'm a Shurikenjin. Ask me how. I do like it. It's kind of cool. It's like a robot in a robot in a robot, and it looks like this giant thing that's just gonna shoot the hell out of you. And it's pretty cool actually. I kind of like it, and it's kind of a waste for this show that all these cool things are gonna end. It's unique, I think. Like, its form is just sitting in it, except for poor Rodeomaru, who just parks in the back.
It's really unfortunate.
Yeah, it really is. Like, I like that he has the guns from Rodeomaru, which kind of adds to its cool factor. But, like, I hate that it has it, because if I want to display it in that mode, I have to waste Rodeomaru, because otherwise he's just like a broken bike. Like, I kind of wish he didn't have it so that I could display him separately. Like, it's a clear case of them not figuring out quite how to engineer this.
Oh well, it's just like a giant, massive conglomeration. I don't know. They felt the need to do this again.
They haven't succeeded though. You can't do the massive conglomerations, whatever that word means, if you're not going to put everything together. Just once.
I don't know why they didn't do it. Why they didn't throw the other stuff in there too, some kind of way.
Like, the series is so fucked up, it's like the perfect opportunity to do it. Maybe next year, although it's an anniversary year, so we'll probably get another Kanzen Gok. It's like the worst one, because you have like three carcasses going on.
All the carcass.
Although, like, I guess Toki Rainbow is pretty bad too. It's essentially like ripping heads off a bunch of things and leaving the rest there.
Pretty much.
Hashtag murder train, for reals. Bing! I just had an idea. Let's talk about Drive.
Go for it.
Okay, apparently I'm still going. Just haven't stopped yet. Okay.
Let's talk about Drive. Do it, Dawson.
I actually don't have much to add about last week's compared to what we talked. We actually talked about it pretty good considering only one of us watched it.
Watched it, but I was sleeping.
The only thing,
talk about it at that point. I was done.
Like, I hadn't seen it yet because it, like, just came out, like, for me when we started recording, so. But it was a pretty solid episode last week. I did like that they kind of explored some of the Roimudes and, like, their sort of quote-unquote humanity, and that kind of blooded into this week and the classic writer controversial science fiction issues. And... exactly. Right? Racist.
I didn't know
Go is such a racist. And I kind of love how delicious it is that Go is a fucking idiot. that like, he's going on this whole time being such a Roimude racist and, like, totally defends his dad, and his dad, like, betrays him right at the end. Like, I hated how Go reverted back this week to that whole blatant racism stuff, especially with... Even if he doesn't believe in the Roimude's humanity, like, Shinosuke trying to look at the Roimude's motivation from a human perspective makes sense, because they have human-esque motives. So from a detective standpoint, to try to figure out what this dude was up to was smart, and Go was just being so blindly stupid about it that it was annoying.
In all fairness, Go can't help but be blindly stupid.
That's true. What I was going to say. That's kind of just him.
I find it funny that, like, we have the whole thing, you know, that Toku thing we've been getting with, like, my dad's missing, I have no dad, blah, and he's like, oh cool, I found my dad.
Oh cool. Dad,
like, you know, they, you know, got my dad.
I love that reaction.
Oh cool, I found my dad. Oh man,
like, he found his sock.
Like, Matt, oh man, I found my dad.
He was under the box because he's an iPad, he could fit there.
And then so he runs around the city just holding his dad because he can't go to a safe place. And then,
like out of context, it's hilarious. He runs around the city holding his dad.
What? Yeah. And then all, oh, look, cool, got my dad. Then betrayed. Like, fucking green with
fucking riding in on the bumper car of death.
He's just, the fucking ride booster thing just kind of comes in, and, like, you don't see anyone in the seat, and then it comes in, and there's just an iPad sitting.
It's so comical, and it's not only is the scene funny, but thinking about the fact that they've yet to use those things properly, and the dude, the iPad freaking jacks it before they have a chance to use it as advertised.
Yeah.
Something else I want to talk about before we get to, like, the more serious stuff is, I loved Chase in this episode. Like, the previews made it seem like it was gonna all be all about this, but it was kind of more of a plot episode, but this is like a B story of funny. And, like, I love that Chase essentially acts kind of like the Terminator, and that he's like a comedic robot now, and I love how he politely takes a break from his driving test to fight this guy and politely comes back, like, nonchalantly transforms. And I love how he saves Go and then asks him, are you okay? Like, I just kind of loved him. And in general, his like, appearance in the second half has been kind of funny, because he's just kind of been this, like stoic comedy, and, like, he's the only one that really knows what's up, which I just think he's, like, the best, like, logic out of all of them. I thought it was great.
I like how he did that really, like, awesome, like, drift turn into the parking space.
Yeah.
And, like, the driver was just like, wow, that was cool. And not, like, the stereotypical test driver guy that's just like, oh, that's a danger to civilians, you get an F, and like kicks him out or something.
Yeah, there's been so many, like, in Toku in general, I feel like I've seen it, there's so many things like that, or movies where like some sort of expert driver of some sort's taking a driving test and they have to do something like that.
And they fail. Yeah. I love Chase. I really do. I love him a lot.
He still wears the same clothes. Well, I guess he doesn't get body odor since he's a robot, so it's cool. But yeah, I wanted to comment on that. But yeah, Bono is a dick, and that was pretty much.
Well, we knew that already. He goes around like, "Look at me, I'm Bono." Like, yeah. All right, you need to stop. You get like, I help in Africa. We're like, those kids should starve. It's funny.
Like, it was pretty obvious in general, and then the scans, you know, confirmed the storyline. So even if there was, like, no mystery to why the belt was being taken at the end because of the scans. But I mentioned this to Brian before, but I'm so, like, disgruntled now because I like Brian's idea about Krim being the big bad so much better. Like, it would have been such a great twist, especially with how, like, defiant Krim was about working with Bono and how against it he was. Like, if the twist would be that it was because that Bono really knew that Krim was an evil fuck or something, like, it would have been such a great twist that, other than Brian mentioning it, you wouldn't see coming and you wouldn't expect it. So it is a bit more of a predictable route. Not that the story hasn't been more entertaining in it. It's still going in a pretty good direction. It's just, I hate knowing that there's this other better option I liked, and I'm interested in seeing.
Sorry I ruined it for you.
You ruin everything. Like, just think though, if those kids in Africa weren't starving, how would you get a pick? How would you get a pick me up after a sad dog commercial? Like,
so going back to those starving kids,
the sad dog commercial got you bummed out.
The whole time talking.
I was patiently waiting to not cut you off for this because I'm a nice friend like that. But the sad dog commercials got you bummed out and you're all upset, and then what comes on? Starving kid in Africa commercial. You're like, oh sweet, something I can laugh at and get behind. Like, I can get behind starving kids, yeah. Like,
I forgot I was talking about.
It's really easy. They don't take up much space.
Exactly. You can just take starving Marvin over here and just put him in the corner. Hey, starving Marvin, it's my papa. This is what we call an appetizer. This is what we eat before we eat.
Back to Drive. I'm interested in seeing how the movie plays out. I'm interested in seeing how Starvin' Marvin becomes Neo Drive. Because how's he going to fit in that suit with being just bones? You know, eat a sandwich. Oh, wait, you can't. No, anyway. But, like, the fact that they still continue to, like, segue and tie it in, I'm curious, with us knowing them showing in the show now that Bono's evil and the evil
crew.
You wait all that time to politely interrupt about starving African children, and then you just randomly do that, like, less than a minute later.
Manja.
Anyway, but maybe there will be some sort of cool twist that involves the movie, who knows, but I still think it's neat the way they're tying it in. Like, the Drive movie in general just seems pretty cool. I think it's one of the most intriguing premises for a Rider movie I've had in a while. Like, last year's was like, oh, soccer. I'm like, oh, fuck. But this one's all, like, time travel stuff, and I like that.
I'm a time traveling fucker.
Anybody else want to say anything? I feel like I've just been monologuing like a freaking supervillain over here.
I want to say, suck my balls, bitch!
I felt like the movie tie-in stuff was going to be more important.
I didn't watch this episode yet. I fell asleep watching Ninja earlier, so...
Oh, okay. That's why. That explains the starving children.
Like, the only movie tie-in portion of this was Evil Krim, like, going, and then leaving.
And he had his Google Glass, though, so...
He did. Like, that was about it. I was expecting more. I mean, I'm glad that it's not going to be as heavy as I thought it was, apparently.
This is heavy, man.
It is. This is deep.
Your shit. Flow is like not Marty. As heavy.
I was talking about Marty McFly. Marty McFly don't got no flow. He be twitching.
I meant your period flow.
Anyway. Progressive.
Insurance?
There was no joke, I just said progressive. Like, that's as far as the joke went. But yeah.
You're a fucking douchebag.
In one way, it is kind of nice so that we won't be missing much, but then it would have been cool to see it be more affected. Like I said, I do dig the way they're teasing it, though. Like, I like how the little teaser at the end, isn't just a generic movie promo that they show every time. Like, it's a little piece of that like drives into it.
Yeah, I really like that.
So like
I'm really into Dawson.
And I'm looking forward to watching it in the middle
like of inside his penis.
Dear Lord.
Penis.
Anyway.
Penis.
Drive. I just think it's funny that like when they met Bono in the shop or whatever. Like they're like he was adamantly swearing about trust, and then like Tamari and Kiriko had that whole talk about earning trust, like, and then like literally 4 minutes later this dude's betraying him. Like, I thought this was gonna go on for at least maybe another episode, but like it was such a short turnaround, it was crazy.
My god, let's work together. Well, okay, hijacks ride booster.
I also want to talk about how much I love 90s beat 'em up Tamari when he was undercover. And I forget the name of the detective dude, but he looks like what I imagine Brightest Timeline Dawson is dressed like. I just want to point that out.
I like how when he was transforming into Formula, there was just a lot of grunts. Like, he just kept grunting.
Because he really wanted to use type wild. Like, he's like, I'm so mad, I'm going to use wild. And then he's like, use Formula. He's like, okay. He was, like, emulating the way Tornado was doing it. Like, there was a lot of grunting going on. He was transforming, too.
A lot of grunting. Trying to intimidate each other.
And that was kind of funny. That was kind of funny. When he was in Formula and Krim said, I want to take charge, I got excited for a second. That sounded really weird. But because I thought he was going to do it. Jesus. I cannot get my mind out of the gutter. I thought he was going to take over him when he was in Formula mode. And, like, sort of show that he could do it in more than Tridron, but then they went Tridron, and that was sad.
Yeah.
That was adorkable, Dawson.
I'm still glad that they show that he can do it in Tridron. Oh, my God. But it would be cool to have him have access in different modes, and, like you said, it would be funny to take over him as a human. Was he literally on fire in this episode? I swear at one point
he was at the end when he was falling, his legs were on fire.
I want to be on fire.
Your legs are on fire.
Ryan started the fire. Classic temp. I also want to say I loved the classic Toku relocate in this episode. When they were in that place, he was holding those girls, and then there was like a commercial break, and then they come back, and they're in the classic Toku Canyon. Like, was it right outside? Like, what made the scene odder is the fact that Kiriko was with those girls, and then all of a sudden they get knocked into a field. And, like, all of a sudden she's there, like, where are the girls? Like, that tradition happens a lot, but this is one of the most obvious I've seen.
Yeah. That was a pretty big jump. Completely unrelated, but I was watching Mystic Force today. And
I do like Mystic Force.
And it was the episode Korag's Trial, and
you know what I like better is Miss Nick Force, though.
Xander was sick at the beginning, and so they were doing a fight scene with just the four of them and Korag, and then Xander shows up to save them, and he's like, there's like a forest in the background. And then, like, you cut to a different angle, and there's just stones behind him. And then you cut again, and it's back to a forest, and then stones. I'm like, guys, stop.
He's using magic powers to give himself different backgrounds. Then they cut back again, it's just Dunder Mifflin's behind him. Oh, Toku.
And I'm just standing there going, I don't get it. Where the fuck is the office building?
You just wanted to drive by it? Well, yeah. That was pretty funny in retrospect. It was important to us. Alright, so is that it for superhero time?
Ryan likes penis.
Yes.
Yes, now it's time for penis. Now it's time for
pussy.
Ramble time.
So, Pokemon was all about that butterfly pussy this week.
I did not watch it either.
It was about.
I'm really bad this week.
They arrived in the gym town, and every like 95% of the gym leaders in all regions need to be fired because they're never there when someone comes to challenge them, and it's always for like a dumb reason. So, she's doing like a fashion show or something, and we met up with that rookie kid who's got a Trico, and Ash needed to check the Pokédex data because it's not as if he ran around with a Trico for 3 years.
What's that?
I think should have happened is that he should have run the kid with a Trico. The kid should have said, "I want to battle you," and Ash goes, "Sure. Give me a minute. I'll be right back. I gotta go, like, take a piss." And he goes to the Pokemon Center, goes to the phone, and says, "Look, Oak, I need you to do me a favor." "Oh, sure, Ash. What is it?" "Oh, Muck, get off of me." Because that's whatever happens when he talks on the phone with Professor Oak. Muck just molests him. "I need you to send me Sceptile." "Oh, sure, Ash." And sends over Sceptile. Kid comes back. "Let's battle." "All right, cool. Trico, go. Go, Sceptile." "Oh, fuck."
"Sceptile, use Whirlwind."
That, or he just grabs Charizard. He has him send him Charizard. And Charizard. Trico, go. Eat go, Trico. Charizard. Shit.
Mega Evolve. Oh, wait, we never did that.
Like, it didn't have to Mega Evolve, just Charizard versus a Trico.
But if Ash had it, he would win because he'd use some sort of strategy like Counter Seed or something.
Charizard, you sneeze.
You sneeze. But so, yeah, it was
Charizard
pretty much...
just smacks Trico with his big dick.
Dear Lord. It was pretty much a classic, like, before the gym leader episode, where they're doing something stupid. You know what I was confused about was, maybe I wasn't paying attention. Totally.
Probably not, because you're fucking stupid.
But they explained that she wanted to show off that her Pokemon could battle while using the fashions, but the Pokemon weren't wearing anything.
Well, they're naked, they're Pokemon, that's what happens.
Well, yeah, but... what was the point?
She's fucking stupid. That's the point. I don't understand. What's the question?
Okay, there we go.
I mean, how hard is this to understand? She's a woman, first of all. You have to realize that. Nothing she says is going to make sense.
Also, random note, when Ash was fighting him and Hawlucha hurt his hand on Bagon's head, instead of having him beat the shit out of Bagon's head, why doesn't he aim for the rest of the 80% of his body?
Because Bagon's 80% head.
Like, Ash is so stupid. He's like, "I know. Just keep hitting it." And then the kid's like, "Oh, this is brilliant. Let me get my notebook."
The kid's one of those people.
Though that kid is, like, exactly the way a sort of quote-unquote rival character for Ash should be, that was a rookie where he is learning instead of being, like, Trip, where he's, like, poning Ash and he just started and then was never seen again with Paul. They're off filming a comedy called Trip and Paul that's never going to get picked up.
Trip and Paul go to White Castle.
It didn't make it past pilot season. Trip and Paul go to the Pokemon Center because it's the only restaurant in town ever. How come our Pokemon Centers in the game don't have restaurants and hotels?
Trip and Paul have a Dutch runner.
That's the third sequel. Alright, speaking of Dutch Rudders, Falling Skies.
Oh, Lord. Here comes the sleeping.
Here we go. Here we go. Pope and
there it
Al
goes.
Dutch Rudder. Ah, here it goes.
Real quick before that, TMNT's back this week.
I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. That's why I'm actively masturbating right
also,
now.
You know who else is excited? It's Kuiper. I mean, Kiefer.
Yes.
I noticed that the Queefs is excited.
And they're doing.
I was so excited, he was queefing everywhere.
A Half Shell Heroes special with the dinosaurs and shit.
That got me so happy because I love, number one, I love dinosaurs. And number two, I had those toys as a child. I was telling Queefer that. And I just think the little dinosaur caveman turtles were adorable. Like how the fuck are they not adorable? Oh my god.
Did dinosaurs know how famous they would be? Like, they're so fucking famous. Like, they're everywhere.
But they're like a bunch of celebrities. They're only famous because they're dead.
Pretty much. That actually is pretty true to celebrities as well.
Look at Whitney Houston's daughter. Why is she famous? Because she's dead.
I would say right? Too soon.
She wanted to be like her mom, and, you know, she couldn't help it. So this is what happens. I saw a meme on Facebook. You know, nothing makes a mother more proud than a daughter following in her footsteps. And then I laughed.
I heard that it's filing in her footsteps. I imagine that's
you
like
could,
the micro.
I could file in your footsteps. Do you want to? You can. You want to file in my footsteps? It could be fun.
Filing sounds really boring.
It is like doing your taxes. It's
sounds like work for Larry. Classic Larry.
I don't know a Larry. I know a penis. I don't name my penis Larry. That'd be weird.
It would be. The cape is cloth. Wait, is this the difference between Omnimon? Oh, look at him. He's got little men. Look at his eyes. They're so, like...
I want everyone to realize that Dawson just said he's got little men and got excited.
Like, Ty and Matt are like... Do it.
Dawson got excited at the thought of little men.
Damn it, I kind of want it.
The little like men, I bet you do.
Like its eyes, did they... Was he like a skitter prototype? Like the eyes? Like they're so bugged out.
Bug back.
Like when I heard about it, I was like, oh, it's going to be like Wargrave.
See, you get it? It's like a Beetleborgs thing.
You get it. But
no, you don't get it, you fucking douchebag.
Like, random thing on Digimon. There's a lot of Digimon thing coming out lately. That was a great talk right there. A lot of Digimon thing coming out lately. Perfect. We got this and the goggles. Are you going to get the goggles?
Caught me off guard.
Are you going to get the goggles? I don't know. I might get the goggles.
Why would I don't want to get... Why?
Because I want to be a Digidestined.
Because okay. Look, think about it, okay? He can wear the goggles, right? Then he can drive around town blaring Digimon music out of his car.
If I was going to Morphicon, I would totally cosplay as a Digidestined just to be obstinate. And then, okay, so this, like, complete selection animation Digivice just does, it's like a Morpher almost, just does sounds, it's not a game.
Right.
This ain't no game.
This ain't no game. This is a beep boop.
But honestly, if I would have known about this in advance, I would have skipped the game version and just gotten this one.
Yeah.
Because, like... I don't know whether I want to get this. I don't know whether I want to sandpaper anything. So I don't know whether I want to get this Digivice or not, Brian. What are you doing? I'll just follow you.
I'll probably get the Digivice too, just so I can have one that's not a game.
This ain't no game.
Like, not that I want the game, but I kind of want one that's like not the game, so it can just carry it around and make beep noises. What if it does the theme song? Not like the U.S. theme song, but the Japanese theme song, because I really love that song. It's a great song.
I've never heard it, and I only prefer the U.S. version. I'm a purist. But, like, I don't know what I'll do, because I honestly mainly wanted the other version because I wanted the closer show accurate one. And so this is, like, way closer, so I don't know.
Scheiser.
That sounds like a like off-brand toku like Grand Sizer or something. Scheiser. Anyway,
and they're really also bad Scheider ripoff.
They also announced that they're going to be doing D3 ones, which are, apparently I didn't know that they're bigger. I guess.
Yeah, they're completely different molds.
Oh, fuck! God damn it!
Like after the first one, all of the U.S. ones were smaller in new molds. The first one was the only one that was identical.
Because I was thinking I really don't need this one because I have like 5 D3 Digivices and I had one of the original that I lost. It's probably still somewhere in the house. But so like there was many good reasons for me to purchase the other one, but now I don't know. I'm very conflicted.
Get.
Damn it, Brian, you're such a bad friend.
I'm the best friend. What are you talking about?
I'm just going to be just end up getting all this Digimon stuff. Like, Digimon is taking so much money. I'm going to get both Digivices. I'm going to get the goggles. I'm, like, the only one getting the goggles, but still.
Dawson is, like, the worst person ever. Brian's, like, the worst friend ever.
This is true. I am an awful friend.
He really is a terrible person, everyone. You don't understand. You tell Brian, like, Brian, I don't know if I should spend money, but I see this thing and I really like it. Should I do it? Do it. If I spend this money, If I spend this money, I won't have money for bills or food. Do it anyway.
That's what I did this month. It was awful.
But then you can go to the digital world, so it doesn't even matter because you don't even have to eat there. But you can.
Maybe
I don't. But what if I don't want to go to the digital world?
So, does that mean, like, would I get... Then would I fall down the rabbit hole and get... They do the D-Power and the Detector?
Yes. I am.
So their D-Power was different, too?
Yes. Damn. Everything was different.
They have different dick power?
Cool. Obviously, the cross-loader was different. Like, very obviously. Ours was a pancake. They press buttons.
I like pancakes.
Sometimes.
Don't touch me.
Like, as kind of annoyed I am that I'm wanting to spend all this money, it is kind of neat to get all this merchandise. That's pretty cool. I wish they'd reissue WarGreymon. I got a second chance with Metal Broom.
They're reissuing the normal one.
I already have him. Maybe they'll go to him. Like, that was one of my... That's probably in my top five, like, most regretted pre-orders. Like, Metal Garurumon, I got a second chance, but not Black or Green one yet. The digital monsters. They are the champions.
Either.
Anyway. Now, Falling Skies. We had to insult Whitney Houston's children and talk about Digimon.
Pussy.
And now we're back at that.
Pussy.
He's trying to go to sleep. He counts pussy instead of sheep. that sounds way more appealing than sheep.
And I keep getting stuck at one, though, because I can't get more than one.
Isn't that like an insult?
Shut up. Shh. No one will notice.
I noticed. Anyway.
I meant nobody important.
Okay. I got you. Okay. Falling Skies. Speaking of nobody important. This episode was very strange.
Shuki was not amused.
Like, the Pope thing seemed very anticlimactic. He kind of said...
apparently immortal.
Yeah, like, he sent Tom on this wild goose chase, and then he finally sneaks up on him. And I was kind of comedic at the way Pope comes out, and he's like, oh, fuck! I was not expecting... Like, the look on his face is priceless. Like, he thought he had this master villainous plan running out of Lois Lane's, the bowling alley. He's like,
I'm immortal.
My head is shaved like a bowling ball, and I'm in a bowling alley. I'm, like, on super villain high road here. Like, I'm gonna start calling myself the bowler. And so he thought he was in, like, top supervillain status, and then Tom, like, fucking waltzes into his camp like nothing and scared the shit out of Pope. And he just shoots him. Like, it was so comedic. Like, he had the scared look on his face, and he just shoots him, and Pope falls back. And it would have been kind of funny if that was the end of the storyline. But no.
I really hoped it was. Like, a part of me would be a little bit let down, but, like, I'm so over the story in general that I really wouldn't have cared if it was just, like, boop, you're dead, and... That's the last of it.
Boob?
Boob, you're dead.
I'm all for the boob.
Boob, you're dead.
I got witnesses that'll prove it. Back me up here. I'm all for the boob.
But, yeah, like, that would have been funny, but it was all very anticlimactic. Hal got super passionate defending his Pee Wee Babies. Like, they were up in each other's face. He's like, fuck your Pee Wee Babies. He's like, Pee Wee Babies are life! Like, they were having this whole screaming match about Pee Wee Babies. There's a random new non-nurse character.
I'm a nurse. Keep me. Okay.
Okay.
You're not a nurse.
Like, is his leg broken? I don't know. Shoots him. So, yeah, that was very strange the way that played out. I kind of wish that this had been done a couple seasons ago, because the idea, like, maybe in season 3 or 7 of Pope leaving and setting up his own Pope camp could have been more interesting. Like, right now, everything in this episode was a huge distraction. Like, we have vigorous Fenny to fry.
Especially with only 5 episodes left. It feels like a waste.
Like, I'm more interested in finishing the alien conflict, and there's so many, like, burning questions, and the fact that we're focusing on this, and then this random-ass fucking guy, Norman Bates, and his family. Like, that was so dumb. Like, there's a chance it could pay off later in some form, but... It's a character-driven story with, you know, Weaver and losing his family, which I don't necessarily mind usually, but right now we're down to the wire. And the fact that we spent the B story of this episode with him being held hostage by this one lone dude who creepily kept his dead family. Like, I was just like, God damn, can we just shoot him? Can, like, Maggie and Ben just, like, pounce on him with their spike powers? Like... We spent way too much time on that. I was kind of amused at Kochi's being on a road trip. Like, I want to go on a road trip with Kochi's.
I'm not in the backseat.
So that was kind of funny. But, yeah, I'm hoping that it gets resolved next week. And we start gearing up more towards, like, the actual alien conflict. It looks like next week Maggie might get her spikes out next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like... In the previews, they show someone pulling spikes out of her back, and just the fact that she was talking about being annoyed in this episode kind of... It could be a total promo misdirect, but that could happen still. because it was such a weird moment where, like, they're scouting this building to go in and break in and save Weaver, and then all of a sudden they do the weird, like, spike glowing, we're gonna, like, start having sex right here look. Like, it was really an oddly placed moment, so there's a chance that it could go into that with her losing her spikes, which would maybe hopefully resolve that weird love triangle stuff that's going on, which might now be adding this weird new non-nurse lady who just seems too old for Pee-wee Baby Hell, to be honest.
That would be kind of funny. Like, Hell starts falling for not nurse, and Maggie she takes goes through all out. This effort to take the spikes out so she can focus on Hal, and then Hal comes back with other chick.
That would be really funny, because she just takes the spikes out and realizes Ben's 12. And then, like, so then she's like, oh, I'm ready to go back to you. Hal is like, no, I'm hooking up with non-nurse chicks. The ages are all over the place. Like, because Maggie is already older than Hal, because Hal was like, he's probably early 20s now, but was, like, maybe 18 or 19 when they met. And, like, what, Ben's, like, 16? It's creepy.
11? I don't know.
11? But Ben's, like, what, 5? what's the other one's name?
Matt's, you know, still a fetus.
Yeah, Matt's totally a fetus. Well, Lexi was the world's hottest fetus.
Truth. I miss that fetus.
Totally Daenerys 2.0. But yeah, let's hope them guys fall better next week.
Yeah, I was not impressed with this one. Like, there was a couple small things I liked, but just it I was sitting there in the car on the way home watching it, and I'm like, this isn't doing it for me.
This isn't getting my alien jollies off. You get some Fenny's dead. There hasn't been a fish head in this episode or like the last episode.
The hornet just came picked up.
Yeah, down. That was so random. They're like, he has this fight with Pope, and then all of a sudden, like, well, that's one way to get him out of here.
Yeah. Oh, like, I forgot about that. He's gonna make a mad dash to the truck, and they're gonna drive away.
I forgot well. About that.
Just kind of waving his arms.
It's kind of funny how botched everything about that was. Like, Pope thought he had this master plan. Mason waltzes in. Tom thinks that he's going to be saving his son. His son saves himself. Like, everything about that was just...
Tom thinks he'll get away. He gets kidnapped by a hornet.
And,
no
and
one's
like,
plan worked that day.
Honestly. And, like how D-list was... Pope's torturing of Hal. He just drank water in front of him. I'm gonna torture you. Awkwafina. Oh fuck, this is some Guantanamo level shit. Is this waterboarding?
Well, he did do that knife thing.
It's waterboarding. Oh yeah, I forgot.
That seems like it hurt.
That seems like it hurt. But yeah, let's just hope for better next week and the next 5 weeks. Maybe they blew their tit budget, but with the Spennies, so they had to wait.
I'm curious why not Skitters need him in particular. I mean, other than the fact that, like, he's done everything in the show because he's the main character.
Oh, yeah, because I forgot about that, because his non-wife, everyone's non-whoever, it was like, you have to be the one. Like, yeah, why is Takaharu special? Why is Tom special? Although Tom is more special than Takaharu. When that's happening. I thought Kevin went to sleep, which just makes this funnier, because I just heard breathing. He sent it from the grave. Oh, no, wait, not the grave. It's not dead. Kevin sends memes in his sleep. Fact. He's a mleeper. But yeah, I'm curious to find that out as well.
George is sharing a picture of this dog. I think it's coming out her ghost.
George is dead?
What? George might be dead. Hope not, though.
O'Malley?
Oh. George, he's dead. No one cares about him being dead, though.
Michael
he
O'Malley?
Sucked. And he was gay. No, Michael O'Malley can't be dead. He has to host Gots with Maura.
Do you have it?
Fuck. Like, how fast we go between references is hilarious. Like, within the span of less than, like, 10 seconds, there's, like, 5 different things happening. And, like, the last point is, like, completely different from where we started. On the flip side, Morphicon's doing a guest grid that they got wrong like 7 ways to Sunday. People kept correcting him. So they just tweeted about it, and I was just thinking, like, here's our guest grid, and people were like, no, so-and-so was at this convention, you're wrong.
That's okay, there's people that were supposedly at the last one that I don't remember being there.
Like who?
Jindrax's suit actor, I don't remember being there.
I wouldn't even known that.
I thought he was there.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think I remember that.
We never found
Matt Mullins?
Yeah, we never found
Matt Mullins. I don't know if I'd agree to having Matt Mullins as being written as in there, because I don't think he was actually. I think it was a cardboard cutout of Matt Mullins.
Matt Mullins was the golden snitch of Morphicon 4. Like, for real. I bet Dylan's gonna be at this one just to spite me.
Probably.
I hope so.
That and the Rose MacGyver will show there, and she'll just show up with the whole cast of iZombie, and then I'll just cry myself to sleep.
That and the whole Ninja Storm cast will be there.
But that's not as exciting as the cast of iZombie.
No, but then you don't want to meet Ninja Storm. Go fuck yourself.
Okay. Now it's time for...
Let's see.
Tweet, tweet, motherfucker!
Got more hardcore this week.
Good.
Is that the jingle?
Full on black.
Yes, that's a jingle.
I like that. That's adorable.
I think it's catchy.
Tweet, tweet, motherfucker.
I buy the single.
Alright, so we are each picking one question this week.
Where do I find the question?
There's a third one. There is another.
On our Facebook or Twitter.
Sea of swirly,
tweet, tweet.
Swirly,
yeah, I get it. So go to our Twitter and
Jesus.
Hashtag TTFM.
Ta-ta for now, motherfuckers. Alright, wait, hold on.
Ta-ta
I gotta find our fucking Twitter. Jesus Christ. Alright, where's...
It's a pretty simple address. Alright, so for my pick, I am picking, again, at Frozen Stratos, Corey Gong. He says, do you guys hoard your Toku episodes on your computer, or do you let them go after you watch them? Do you set them free into the wilderness of the internet, or do you hoard them?
I hoard them.
I hoard them to get a little extra money on the side. But no, they all stay in the brothel. I mean, my hard drive.
I should name it that.
I download all of mine, so I just toss them onto my external hard drive, and that way if I need to reference something, I know exactly where to get it. Or for instances where I haven't watched something, I can just go watch it. It is very convenient. So in that instance,
more options.
I really only have
I don't want top. How do I get, like, most recent?
Japanese stuff, since, like, all the U.S. stuff.
There we go.
DVD.
I got it.
So. Good job. I'm proud of you.
I still don't see what you read from, but... why wouldn't you keep the episodes? I have the 3 terabyte of fucking external. Everything is meticulously labeled. Numbered. I will have every episode of everything ever. I will figure it out. It's all on there. I don't understand. Penis is very good for that, by the way.
I keep mine as well when I used to have them. I mean, I still have them, but I mean, when I used to download stuff, and I don't see why you would get rid of them. Like, what if you want to revisit it? Especially something like that where I can't do it again. I had to move most of the external hard drives, but yeah. Like, that would be like the equivalent of throwing away a DVD when you're done watching it.
Yeah, I do agree to that. If I click this, no, that's not what I want.
Kevin's figuring out life. Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out how to do this.
Okay, I'll read mine that way you know what's up.
But I still don't see the fucking question Brian just read.
Brian,
like,
hit
I think
it.
He just made that shit up. I don't even know if Corey Gong exists.
No, he doesn't. Brian, or Corey Gong, is a fictional character written by Brian. It's the second one down. It's right underneath Captain America, for God's sake. What, Captain America.
Come on, hashtag tweet tweet
pink polar bear thing, whatever his thing
is. I don't.
Okay, I picked Kieran Foster's at K_dog94. I'll call you K Dog now. His was, if you could make the PR movie, what would the plot cast be? Plot slash cast be, and who would you use? Would you use existing series or create your own? I think my answer is pretty obvious. I would just cast the entirety of Teen Wolf. Like seriously, I love their cast, and I think so many of them are perfect for Power Rangers movies. It's kind of ridiculous. And honestly, I don't know what the plot would be, but I would do something totally original. I wouldn't really try to base it off anything else. Maybe sprinkle in elements to keep it like PR, like little nods and stuff. But I would like to see something like new suits, new everything, with just little nods in there with the Teen Wolf cast. Or that Mighty Morphin Pawnee Rangers thing I talked about earlier to Brian. So either one of those.
I would make it about teenagers with attitude fighting an evil space witch that got unlocked from an intergalactic dumpster. And they are subservient to a floating head in a tube. And I've got a great cast of actors that I would pick. They're perfect for playing teenagers. They're extra young. So I have an Austin St. John, a David Yost. Here he's very manly and masculine to play a good role there. I have Amy Jo Johnson, just a nice, young, wonderful young woman. A Walter Jones, and a Tui Trang. I don't know how you say that. I think she'd be really good for this role. And then towards the end of the movie, we're going to introduce another character. And I've got just a fine human being to play this person. His name is Jason Frank. I think he would be fantastic for the role of an additional team member. Just complete down-to-earth people. Totally not, you know, just looking to have a good time and not get money out of anyone. And also very much alive.
I kind of like the idea of them casting it with them now as playing teenagers, like straight up, like playing it straight. You got kind of like Pudgy Austin. You got like, you know, Weekend at Bernie's, like Trini, like whatever
old
else happened.
Billy.
Like, don't even try to hide Zach's finger. Like, just put it right up in your face. Like, have the morphed suit missing a finger.
Old Billy now looks like old Billy.
Like, just that would be pretty great. Like full on
JDF.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's just constantly wearing like the most revealing clothes possible. Like just so you always see the tattoos. Like he morphs and it's a tank top.
He really just goes around asking for money the whole time.
Watch my movie.
Buy pizza from me for $800. No, I love pizza, but
I love pizza, but not you.
All right, Brian. What's your answer? Moment of truth.
I agree a lot with Dawson. like I want
pick the Teen Wolf cast.
Well, no, not that far because I'm not familiar with any of them.
You should be.
But like take an awesome group of individuals, which I will assume that they are.
Yes.
And. Just make a nicely crafted movie that draws inspiration from PR, but doesn't like retell a story. Like all the fucking reboots and everything are like retelling stories. Don't retell the story. Take it. You can. I don't even care if they use the same villain layout, but like give it a little spin, update it. Like I don't feel like Evil Witch Invades tries to take over Earth. Teenagers save the day.
Breaks Kimberly's float.
Can really
that's the
carry
sequel.
A movie like nowadays. Like it's so basic that I don't think it would work. So I want something like deeper than that. Like an actual fucking story. That's a good start,
yeah,
I think.
Exactly. Yeah. And it would be neat to see, like, I doubt we'll ever do it, but, like, what we would come up with if we had suits that weren't based on any existing Sentai or PR suit of any kind. Like, even, I guess, if we used like a motif we've used, because we've pretty much used everything, animals and dinosaurs and rescue and time police. Like, even if we would run into that, like, it would still be cool to see something that's inspired by nothing but their imaginations.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
So, yeah. It's not going to happen, but I certainly hope that whatever they do with the reboot, they do tweak the story to be more interesting than just that basic setup. Mm-hmm. Although the sequel now absolutely has to be the plot about the float. Like, it's just going to be called Power Rangers Reboot 2, Float Your Boat. Like, it's what's going to be called. Like, it's going to all be all about, like, Kimberly and Rita and the float.
Float Your Boat.
Oh, and the third one, ending the climactic trilogy, is going to be all about the conductor hat and the kid. All right, so that's it for this week's Twitter. We'll pick more next week. We'll try to get Kevin coached for next week.
I was not coached in advance going in. I don't know what happened. I can't do things with my penis.
Kevin can't Twitter.
I Twittered. I did exactly what you told me to do, and it didn't work. Y'all are fuckers. But fuckers. With yes, it is your fault. First of all, it's always your fault, Dawson. You're a fuck.
You know, that's right.
But penis, just giant, massive penis spewing into tweet motherfucker.
Or the ghost driver. And now it's time for
final thingies. I have a thingy, and it's not final.
The organic version.
Without Dawson giggling in the middle of it.
No preservatives. So
I legit feel like Dawson is giggling every, like, right as Brian plays the Goldar quote every time.
He is.
Like,
am I ever not giggling? Like, I'm giggling right now, but it's just really quiet. You can't even hear it.
Well,
perpetual giggles.
Your mom.
Hashtag I can gig it.
So once again, deliver your questions at the RF. Deliver them by homing pigeon.
You have to do it like they do on Game of Thrones and just send crows to us. Exactly.
Deliver your questions. Make sure you breathe properly. Go to Lamaze if you have to.
And so hashtag TTMF. Keep sending them stuff.
Keep sending in those.
Deliver your questions.
We need your help.